Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, Ted Williams. Scott Spears along with you. Hour number two today, Monday, June the 22nd, 2020, 14 and a half minutes past the hour. And I thank all the participation in hour number one. I enjoy when you call in. And by the way, if you get the busy signal, just means we're on the line with somebody else. So call in. Right now, if there's anything that you wanted to add to what we were talking about in hour number one, the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Grab a line, weigh in. We love to hear from you out there in listener land. It's just one of those things. I love talking to you, the audience. I think we learn together. I think we learn things from each other. And I think that's what makes talk radio really work. So anytime you ever want to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 740-383-9944. My phone line is always open. Now, I do want to let people know that coming up after this show today, it's mid-morning coffee break with Adam Lepp from 10 a.m. until 11 a.m. And then we have Voice of a People with Linda Sims from 4:10 to 5 p.m. and the Mike Wilson Show from 5:10 to 6 p.m. So a full day of programming ahead here at WWGH Radio. Now, in hour number one, I did not get to any of the things that I was going to talk about, but that's okay because it gives us more material to continue to go on with this hour and in the days to come. Now, again, if you want to weigh in on anything I'm about to talk about, which are more philosophical, psychological, sociological ideas, you can do that as well at 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Yes.
So happy that root beer float just hit the spot.
Oh, was the root beer float good on Friday?
Oh, it was great. It was great.
Over at Stewart's.
Yep, I appreciate it.
I will pass. I think they're out there listening, but I will pass the word along to them.
All righty.
Hey, thank you. Friday, Stewart's Root Beer was nice enough to give us some giveaways. I believe we had a root beer float. We had some ice cream. We had, what else did we have? We had a piece of strawberry pie, and we had, what was the other thing? I know we had the root beer float, the ice cream, the piece of straw. Oh, French fries, an order of French fries. So I thank the people at Stewart's for doing that on Friday, and it sounds like the customers were very, very happy, as our customer there, our listener, got a root beer float on Friday and enjoyed it. So thank you, people over at Stewart's. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I know the people who got the strawberry pie probably enjoyed that. That's one of my favorites, and I know one of their favorites over at Stewart's Root Beer. Now, on to the topics du jour of the day. I want to talk a little postscript to Father's Day. Because Father's Day does not get mentioned. We're going to take this phone call, and then we'll come back to this momentarily. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Yes.
I was the one who won the ice cream.
Yes.
And it was a half-gallon ice cream, as I recall.
Right.
They don't have half gallons of ice cream.
Oh, what happened over there when you got over there?
Well, I talked to Michelle, and I got a half gallon of root beer.
Oh, half gallon. Now, I thought that she told me it was a half gallon of ice. Did she tell you what the mix-up was?
Well, she said no. Well, in fact, she even came out to the car and talked to me. She said, I don't have half gallons of ice cream. We don't sell it like that. I said, really? I said, okay. Well, I said, what else you have? And then she told me, and I said, well, I'll take a half gallon of root beer.
So it ended up being a half gallon of root beer. Now, how was the half gallon of root beer?
Well, it's gone.
So it was good.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad everything turned out okay. Now, did you get good service while you were over there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good. Did you have anything else to eat while you were there?
No, actually, I got two orders of the fried mushrooms to go. So.
I hear those are very popular.
They are very good.
Well, good. I'm glad everything turned out okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, another satisfied customer there. Again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944, 19 minutes past the hour. And again, if the line's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else, so keep on calling back in. Okay, the postscript to Father's Day at this point. Father's Day's great, and a lot of people enjoy visiting with their fathers and so on and so forth. But one thing I noticed yesterday, in a very odd way, was, and I guess maybe I paid attention to it more, a little more this year, was Father's Day's, and I'm sure the same goes for Mother's Day, but Father's Day was kind of sad for a lot of people yesterday. Now, I think this is mainly because of two reasons. I think when you lose your father and your father's no longer around, no matter how long it's been, I think that's tough. That's very difficult on Father's Day when other people are celebrating. And I also think that a lot of people don't have good relationships with their fathers. And that makes for a difficult time. Even though you may get together, well, some people don't get together with the biological fathers that they don't like. It's tough. It's tough, and it makes for a tough day. So I just hope that people had the best day possible yesterday, because I know it was a rough day for a lot of people. And I guess the best thing we can do in that particular situation is just know that we were lucky to have these fathers who are no longer with us. And if we think of it that way, maybe, I don't think that softens the blow any, but I think hopefully it lets us know that we are the people we are because of them. And for the people who don't have such a good relationship with their father, and that's why Father's Day is not a great thing, well, maybe you made the effort to say Happy Father's Day, or maybe you went to see them yesterday, and best you can do. You do what you can do. If there's a real deep-seated reason that you do not like your father, I don't think anybody's going to talk you out of not liking your father. So you just do the best you can do. I think saying negative things about them in public, I don't know if that helps on social media is what I'm talking about. But, you know, you do the best you can, and you just kind of go from there. So I know it was a rough Father's Day for a lot of people because I read a lot of the comments. So I was thinking about a lot of you yesterday, and I hope that it turned out to be the best Father's Day possible. And on that note, well, we'll take the phone call and then maybe move on from that particular juncture. Go ahead, caller.
Oh, good morning, Scott. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Oh, just terrific. I'm doing just terrific. Sitting here listening to you talking about Father's Day.
Yes.
Wonderful time of year for the fathers. But, Scott, I tell you what, I think about the kids. I think about the kids. There are a lot of them out there. You know, it's right at home where I'm at. But anyway, I think about the kids that's got fathers and then don't have a father that they can really, really look up and call father. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, there's a lot of those out there.
I mean, I think about the kids. If they got a father out there somewhere and can't associate, or you know what I'm saying, to him, that is sad, because I know a few of them personally. And that is plum, and a mother too. I mean, you know, blah blah blah. But Father's Day, it was Father's Day, and so that stands out when it gets personal with the kids. You know what I'm saying?
I do. Now, did you have a good Father's Day?
Oh, I had a wonderful Father's Day. I mean, you know, I appreciate every day, not only Father's Day or whatever. I'm getting along in years and doing terrific. And yeah, I appreciate Father's Day. And I call the ones that's close to my kids and so on and so forth and wish them a happy Father's Day or anybody I really know real well. But the kids, that hurts. You know, that if you've got kids and you grandkids or whatever, and you're in the same situation, maybe probably pretty well as I am. So there's so many of them that don't have a mother, a father, both, and they can't really look up to them. You know what I'm saying? We could talk about that all day, but.
Well, I'll tell you, it's interesting you bring this topic up, because one of the things I wanted to bring up this morning was, you know, it's odd sometimes how things happen, but on Saturday afternoon, I ran into somebody that I had went to college with, and I used to be fairly close with this person, and they were a few years behind me in college, but we worked at the same restaurant when we were both in college, but I was a few years ahead of them, and we always got along great. And I ran into them. Well, I had started, you know, Facebook. We all find each other on Facebook now, and they had sent me a message last week and said that they were back in town. I don't know if they, to be honest with you, I still don't know if they moved back or what the circumstance is. I know they were with their parents at this particular point, but what I guess I'm driving at here is they wanted to get together this past weekend. Now, this person I'm talking about has a child who is 9 months old, I believe. And, of course, when you have a child 9 months old, a lot of times you don't leave it with the babysitter, and you're going to bring it everywhere you go. So, when we went out on Saturday afternoon, the child came along. And I had, this child was just the best behaved, you know, liked to play with my glasses. I don't know why children are so fascinated with glasses, and it had that new baby smell, and it was great. So on Sunday, which was Father's Day, and I don't know the situation with the baby's father, but the person asked me if I wanted to do something again, and I said, well, I got a few things going on Father's Day, but you know, I can square away a little bit of time. So she brought the baby again, and we went out and really had the best time just with the baby. It was so much fun, and we did nothing, really. We got some food, and then we just, before it rained, we threw the quilt down on the ground, and the baby just kind of crawled around and rolled around. Never cried the entire time, 2 or 3 hours. I talked with her, and we had a good time, and, you know, it was just the best time. And the reason I'm telling this story is that I was thinking, here the baby's father is not around, and I certainly am not the baby's father, but, you know, it makes you think, because I don't have any biological kids, so it made me think about how important it is to be a father, and how you can be a father to kids. I think because it all happened on Father's Day.
Excuse me. Scott, you know, well, you know, it's very, very, well, it hits home life when it comes to Father or Mother's Day and they're not around. You know, of course, my father, why can't I look up to him and have contact and so on and so forth with him? If you are a father yourself and you're around, this is hitting me because I'm around one that got a father, and, you know, hey, he hardly ever speaks of his name, and it hurts. I can see it sometimes right through him, and I don't bring it up either to him, but I can't imagine, Scott, the kids that, you know, it's you know, pretty old, not a baby wouldn't realize how important it is to a father or mother, But when they get up to the, they can realize they got a father and mother and haven't got them to celebrate so on and so forth. That time of year, Mother's Day, Father's Day, birthday, whatever, and the father's not there, the mother's not there. Now that, Scott, I can't imagine how the child feels. Just for instance, take yourself, which you probably never had to face the situation that we're talking about. But imagine yourself, if that was you in his place that didn't have nobody to celebrate whatever, birthday, holidays, Christmas, Father's Day, Mother's Day, you know what I'm saying? Imagine the kids.
Oh, I agree.
Imagine the kids how they feel.
It's awful and it's unfortunate, and I guess the best we can hope in that situation, I speak to this in the best possible way, is that for those situations, you hope they have some kind of relationship with the father, but if they don't, hopefully there is somebody in their life who can...
It's bound to affect their life. You know, while they're young, you know, and if they get older, too. I mean, you know, you got a father and he never was around when I was growing up, and, you know, and that's got to have a bearing on the kid throughout his life, really.
Tough.
I think about it.
Very, very tough. And I was thinking about this, and obviously I don't think a baby knows that's 9 months old, but I was thinking about that yesterday, and I didn't ask where the father was. I did not think that was my business. But I just kept thinking about this little fun character that was laughing and rolling and having a good time. And I thought, you know, it's a shame that the father is not here to pay attention to this.
I had kids and grandkids, so on and so forth. I can't imagine having something, you know, kind of important, you know, and not have the kids involved in it, especially when they're close to you, whatever. It's just plumb disgusting to think about the kids out there. That your mother, one or the other, is out in $10 and they're out in $5 and no family get-to-get. Hey, it's just families, it's just about to the past.
It can, you know, though, what I believe, and I believe this in general, is sometimes it doesn't have to be a nuclear family. I think there are a lot of families being put together by people who really just care about each other. And sometimes I think, you know, I think here's the thing I think we all dread in life. I think, and there's a bunch of names for it, but I think we all dread, as time goes on, the kids move away, maybe a marriage breaks up, so all these things can happen that you don't plan on. And the thing of it is, I think the secret to dealing with that is you can't control the marriage breaking up, you can't control the kids growing up, but what you can do for yourself is create that family. Now, maybe it's not the typical nuclear family, but it's a family that nonetheless makes you happy. They make you laugh when they're, and they'll take care of you. They really want you to be okay. And if you surround yourself with those people, life is not alone. Life is not lonely. You're not scared. And it makes things okay. And I think that's the big worry in life, is that we're going to be left alone and nobody is going to care. But we can, it doesn't have to be the family we're born into. We can create these families and become, do you know, I think I've spoke about this before, but on Christmas and Thanksgiving, there are as many people who come to my house for Thanksgiving and Christmas dinner that are not related to me than that are related to me, because I like that. And they don't have anywhere to go.
Well, that makes you feel good, you know, because people, it's no relation. you know, to come and celebrate and enjoy like a family together, which it's not family members, but friends that would come and then enjoy the holiday, whatever it is, with you. That got to make you feel good.
There used to be a saying called the more the merrier. I don't know what happened to that.
Yeah. Well, Scott, we could sit here and talk all day, but the phone ain't ringing for somebody else, so anytime you want to cut me off, you cut me off. Scott, I was brought up back in the older days. Well, you're going back a little ways, where families was together. Families was together back, especially when I was a kid. I mean, hey, the family, the mom, the father, mother knew exactly what we was at doing all the time. Now they could go away and stay, weeks sometimes. Sometimes they don't, well, they pretty well know about where they at. But they would go back home. I said, boy, when I was a kid, I didn't want to stay away from home that long. And I don't know, it's sad for kids to be, some kids are brought up in the way they're brought up. It's just a shame. No wonder we have so much violence anymore. And the kids is brought up to, really out there, a lot of them out there brought up with violence. Nobody to correct them. Nobody to teach them right from wrong, really. And I don't know. We get back to society or home life for kids, family lives, families, man, wife, kids are raising up and going off one by one. Yeah, almost some of the past, Scott. I mean, we have some good family, but look at the ones we don't.
Oh, boy.
Huh? Look at the ones we don't have. That's the majority of them, I'd say majority of them, are leaving for one thing or another before they even think about getting old enough to should leave, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, I do. I do. And I think sometimes, sometimes it's impossible because maybe the father has died or maybe the father is out of the picture in a big way. That does happen. But I think that, I think sometimes one of the sad things that happens, particularly with fathers, maybe not so much with mothers, although I'm sure it does happen with mothers, is that the mother chooses somebody who is not necessarily best for the children to be there. And they become the father figure, but they're not equipped to be the father figure. And that will hurt as time goes on. As I think I said on Friday night, on the show I do on Friday night, because we were talking about Father's Day, is that I was engaged to a girl at one point who had two kids by another guy, and they had never been married, but those two kids always knew that I wasn't their father, and they didn't call me Dad. They called me Scott, and that was fine, and I knew them from the time that they were very little, but I took those kids to school every day. I took them to McDonald's for breakfast. I went to all their programs. Long after I had split up with the mother, I gave them money for good grades on their gray card. I babysat them. And to this day, when I see... Matter of fact, this past weekend, it was kind of odd, because I got a request from their mother, who I'm still in touch with, still friends with, that they wanted a picture that we had taken when we were together. But the kid wanted it. And I thought, I'm not even the father, and I've been able to maintain a good relationship with these kids.
Well, you got to appreciate that. They think that much of you, and you're pretty well, as far as bloodline, you're a total stranger to them. But yet they'll always have respect for you. You know what I'm saying? That's the thing about it. They'll always have respect, not as a father, but as a close friend in time of need.
And that's it.
That, no one said that. That's a thing.
That's it. Because they
I'm
know.
I'm in need of relationship of a man, male, whatever. It's greatly appreciated with them kids. They will always remember that.
And I have told them, because sometimes young kids, you do want to say it out loud. I have said, you know, there is not a situation, not a time, not something going on in your life that I would not be there for. You call me and I will be there in a second, no matter what I'm doing, and I won't judge you. Because I think that's what parents are good at. Parents are good at not judging their kids. And in this particular situation, I would not judge them. They could do whatever they want. I will be there for them. And I think there are probably some other kids like that in the world, not just these two, but they're the two that come to mind at this particular moment.
Okay, Scott, nice talking to you.
You too. It's always good to talk with you.
Yeah, have a nice day, and God bless you, okay?
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Remember, if the phone line's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else, so call in and get your opinions in. It's a fascinating topic, now that Father's Day is behind us, 740-383-9944. But one of the things I did want to talk about this morning was I had so much fun hanging out with that baby. That was really... You know, for such a long period of time to have this little kid just smiling. And, you know, I wish we could all be that way as adults. Just smile and laugh and have a good time. And I wonder why little kids are so fascinated with glasses. You know, I've known a lot of little babies. They love to grab at your glasses. I don't know what that is, but even that's fun. That's fun and that's fine. 740-383-9944. Okay, now here's something that happened yesterday morning. Now, I'm going to tell this in more of a singular way, but I hope it means more in a big way. Okay, here's the thing. Yesterday morning, Sunday, yeah, I got up and in my messenger on Facebook, which I always check, usually, there was a message from somebody who I knew. Well, actually, it was this particular person who I had been with on Saturday. And they sent me the goofiest picture. Just the goofiest picture you could ever imagine. And as I opened up the Facebook Messenger, that's all I saw was the picture. Was the goofy picture. And all it said... You know, no big long letters, no big long paragraphs, no, you know, big meaningful things. All it said under was, I hope this makes you smile. Now, first of all, that's a tremendous act to do for somebody. Now, I'm not saying people haven't done that in the past, but that really, you know, that's an endearing thing to do for somebody. It doesn't cost you any money, and it means something. It really does mean something. But the point of this, the much bigger point of this story is that why don't, you know, we all don't have bazillions of dollars. Sometimes it's the little things that do count in life. As much and as hard as that may be to believe, sometimes it is just the little things that count in life. And to me, that was a very little thing that didn't cost any money. That was very meaningful in a way. And I hope maybe in the middle of all this turmoil that we're in life, that we can do that more often. And we can really just do things to make people's day better. I hope this makes you smile. What a great thing. What just a great, great idea. If we could just do that, if we could just make somebody smile every day, wouldn't this be a better world to live in, to be around? I just think we've got to be a little nicer, we've got to be a little more understanding, and maybe we've got to be a little more into making the other person happy the best way we can. That is really, whether it's a friendship or more than a friendship, One of the greatest things is that period in the beginning where it's new and you love hearing from the person and it's exciting and they're a little more open with how they feel because they've never said it before and they do things like that. And I think sometimes that wears off. And it's unfortunate that that wears off over time. You know, you want to be around the person. You show up at their house late at night. You come early in the morning. You call them on the phone just because you want to hear their voice. That's a nice thing. It's a very nice thing. And it's very endearing. And maybe if we had a little more of that that lasted a little longer in life, it would be important. As I said last week, I have been invited to some people's houses, and I am always not the best at showing up at people's houses. I try to, if they really need me, I try to show up, but I always think the invitation is very nice. I always think, hey, you know, that's nice. I appreciate that. I appreciate that somebody went to that effort, that they, I think if they invite you, they want you around. It's important. It's important to have moments like that, so I hope maybe every day we could work on trying to make people smile a little more every day. Heavens knows that's what I do with this show every morning. So I hope when you listen, you are smiling. Does anybody have any thoughts on this? 740-383-9944. 740-383-9944. 45 and a half minutes past the hour on this very wet morning here in Marion, Ohio. 740-383-9944 if you have anything you'd like to say. So yeah, the hope you make you smile picture, I hope this makes you smile, I think was very cool. And the picture was so funny. I mean, honest to goodness, the picture was hilarious. So it did make me smile, if that person happens to be listening. Okay, so we did all that. By the way, one more thing about hanging out with this baby yesterday. Baby powder. Oh, gee whiz. So they asked me to get the baby powder. So I get into the bag, you know, where everything is kept. The baby oil, the baby powder, the wet wipes, all that sort of thing. And I get in there, and I don't know how I managed it, but somehow I created a baby powder fog. You know what? Somehow I shook the lid loose, and the baby powder fell out, and all of a sudden it was like there was some kind of a fog of a cloud of it smelled good. It was a cloud of baby powder all over the place yesterday that hopefully the rain washed away. But so that was one of my experiences with the baby yesterday. Okay. Oh, this was fun. Yesterday, I ran into somebody. I was busy yesterday. Yesterday, I ran into somebody, and I love this. The person came up to me and said, when are you getting married? Now, most people know who listen to this show that I am so anti-marriage, just absolutely unequivocally against marriage in any way. But person came up to me who listens to this program and said, when am I going to get married? Now, here's the thing. I think this is coming from the idea that I was going to propose to somebody, which I had talked about. I don't think I talked about it last week, but a couple weeks ago I was talking about proposing to somebody on the air. You know, it's the month of June. In the month of June, we all like to have proposals. That's the month of marriage. I think more people get married in June than any other month, which I'll tell you, I saw somebody get married over the weekend on Facebook Live. I thought, well, that's interesting. You know, during this COVID mess, that people would get married on Facebook Live. I thought that was an interesting idea. So somebody asked me if I'm going to get married or when I'm getting married, essentially was the question. Now, here's the thing. I don't know. I really don't know because I'm not really sure that I am getting married, to be honest with you. But the proposal might still be on the table. Now, I will tell you this. I have not proposed to anybody because I'm not sure how well that would go. See, this would be bad. I guess here's another thing in life that you think about. Do you want to propose to somebody who might say no? You know, I don't know if you want to do that. I guess yes or no wouldn't bother me because I figure no is off the hook. Then you don't have to worry about a wedding. But I think maybe you want the proposal to come off okay. You want it to come off well. And now I'm thinking, do you have to have a ring? Because now that people are asking, I'm thinking, well, do you need a ring? I don't know. What's your feeling on this? Should there be an engagement ring? Is that something you should have ready? Because I don't think I would do the down on one knee thing. I don't see that happening. But do you think an engagement ring should be part of the equation here if there ever is a proposal on the air? Does anybody have any feeling on that? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 50 minutes past the hour. Because this might just come out of the blue one day. So maybe I should have an engagement ring ready to go. That way, if the proposal strikes me one morning, I'll have the ring. Because you don't want to be running to the jeweler after you propose to somebody. You want to have that stuff ready to go. So is that something that should go hand in hand with a wedding proposal? Should there be an engagement ring involved? What do you think? 51 minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I don't know. I think if somebody's going to ask you when you're going to get married, I think maybe you should look in that direction. And I'm not, you know, I speak so badly of marriage that I'm not sure it would be a total disaster. I think, that's not a good way to start out saying I don't think it would be a total disaster. I think it would be okay if it's the right person. I think it would be okay. I think it's probably doable. I don't know how long it would last. Maybe it would last forever. You never know. Some things last forever, some things don't. Everything's got a time and a place. To life, there is a season. But I don't know. Maybe I should have a ring. Apparently, nobody has any feeling on this one way or another. Does anybody have any feeling on should there be a ring, should there not be a ring? 740-383-9944. Okay. So, we've talked about that, the proposal and the marriage. I did another Facebook Live over the weekend. You know, I have a lot of fun with that, to be honest. There's something about going on Facebook Live, and I know there are some listeners to this program who watch that when I go live on Facebook. I did it Saturday night, and I did it a little later than I had been doing it. There is just something fun about answering questions and getting immediate feedback from people on Facebook that you really don't get anywhere else. I had so much fun Saturday night doing that, and I had been out with a friend, and they showed up kind of late, and we went out and we got dinner, and oh, by the way, apparently again, I am just a horrible person when it comes to drive-through boxes, you know, the speaker boxes. Apparently, I'm just horrible at that. I should never be involved. Go ahead, caller.
You were talking about earlier. I heard it said one time that anybody can father a child, but it takes a real man to be a dad. I get it right here.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and I think that's probably right. I think anybody can create a baby, but it takes somebody to come in who maybe really wants to be a father. You know, we had this discussion on the air not too long ago that older parents... There was a study that older parents are better parents because they're more patient. And I don't know. Maybe that's true. I don't know.
I don't know about that.
I don't know. I thought that was an interesting study that older parents are better parents because they just have more patience. They've seen more things. They might be a little financially better off in life.
I know that as a grandparent, it's better to be a grandparent because when you get tired of it, you can send them home.
Well, I think that's true. Yeah, being a grandparent is not necessarily a bad thing at all. I would have to agree with you on that.
All right, talk to you later.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, it's interesting... getting some feedback this morning that some people are saying that they wish they would have had their children later in life because they would have appreciated it more. I think that's interesting. I think that's an interesting take as well. Because I do think sometimes when you're younger, you're so busy. You're trying to do things for yourself. You're trying to get your career laid out. You're trying to live life. You're trying to find out what you want to do. And when you're a little older, you maybe have already stumbled into the answers to all those questions, and it becomes a little easier to deal with the kids, be a part of the kids' life a little stronger than maybe you were when you were younger. I don't know. What do you think about that? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 55 minutes past the hour. It's a good post Father's Day topic to have. But I think, you know, people want to have their kids young so they have more energy. And, you know, as long as you're doing the right things and doing the best you can, I think that's probably the best way to go. I think you do the best you can with the hand you're dealt, whenever you're dealt it, and as long as you're trying to be a good parent and genuinely trying your best, I think that's good. I think it just depends on which way you go. Some people are happy when they have them young. Some people are happy when they have them older. I don't know. I think it all depends on the person. Honestly, I think that's what it all comes down to. What do you want to enjoy in life? What are the enjoyable things in your life? I don't know. You know, a lot of the parents that I know, the kids don't. And a lot of people say, well, my kids will never be like that. Well, a lot of times the kids don't have particularly close relationships with the parents as they get older. You know, one thing is, when the kids are like of a certain age, 20s, 30s, and maybe even into their 40s, they're still needing help with life. So they're still very entwined to the parents. But once the kids become parents themselves, and then even grandparents, because I've had a lot of this in my family, when your kids become grandparents, a lot of times then you kind of get pushed to the side because you're really no longer, I mean, you're grandma to the kids, but now the kids, your grandkids got kids. So that becomes a little more difficult. Because your kids are so wrapped up in being grandparents that I think time just gets away. Now they still come visit you on Father and Mother's Day, but it's just a little different situation. Plus you're getting older at that point, and you're not wanting to be involved as many things as maybe you once were. I don't know. It's funny. It's a funny relationship, but you do what's best for you. That's the whole thing. You do what's best for you, and in the end, sometimes you don't even make these choices consciously. They just happen. And we hope you surround yourself with the best people. That's a big one. You know, you can have a kid at 12, and you can have a kid at 50. And it doesn't really matter if you're surrounded by awful people, because I think you will set yourself up for failure. The two things in life you got to have honesty, and you got to have good people around you. That's it. If you get those two things right, if you hit those two nails on the head, most of the time you'll be okay. If you keep messing those up, I don't know. I think you try. You try, but it's hard. It's an uphill battle. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. 740-383-9944. Maybe I'll have to do a Facebook Live on this sometime. This is a very big, broad subject. And I think it would be fun to do this on Facebook Live and get people's comments, because I think the instantaneous comments on a subject like this would be kind of fascinating. But as I've always said, though, people don't think they're wrong. You can't tell people they're wrong. Now, maybe over time, they eventually come to the conclusion that they were wrong. But you can't tell them in the moment. In the moment, they don't want to hear that. They wouldn't be doing it if they thought it was wrong. That's all you got to know. How many disasters in life do we see where the people come back and say, boy, I wish I hadn't have done that? Well, it's one of those things. I have a lot to talk. I'll continue this tomorrow. But interestingly enough, we're about out of time. So mid-morning coffee break with Adam Lepp will follow this show this morning, 10 a.m. until 11 a.m. Voice of a People with Linda Sims will be on today from 4:10 p.m. to 5 p.m. And the Mike Wilson Show, I believe, with guest Fred Malone will be on today, 5:10 until 6 p.m. So it's a whole hullabaloo here on WWGH Radio that you can listen to today. Hopefully find a moment today. Be with somebody you like. Do something fun. Make somebody smile. Put a smile on somebody's face. You know, that happened yesterday. Send them something and say, just wanted to make you smile. Hope this makes you smile. That's the best thing you can do. And it doesn't cost a dime. And that's the best thing in life. On this day, this is the very Zen, on a very Zen Monday, Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP Marion, Ohio. All the big events, Scott Spears.